Okay, everybody, now we're back for our final project here, which is the review of the short-term volume oscillator chart. And you'll see I have added a couple of features in here. One of them is the dead cat bounce, which is the in pinkish fuchsia color. And we're still concentrating on this on the support line, which is a support question mark, which is in a sort of reddish color. And we have drawn in a collapsing T, which is dotted line because it's broken and probably cannot produce the rally that you would get normally in a T. The pertinent information is that the blue volume oscillator has reached the upper high region, which if you look at the volume oscillator, you'll see that it has come up to a level along the red dashed line. If you follow that, that turns out to be an overbought extension. So you could say that the market, although it has a relatively feeble rally in the S&P 500, is technically overbought according to the oscillator's interpretation. And that is interpreted as, that doesn't mean that you can't go up further, but it's what they call a dead cat bounce. That was explained to me in the Wall Street has these funny little terms, and dead cat bounce is, as it was told to me, is that if you take a dead cat and you go up into a tall building and you throw it off the end of the building and it falls down through space and it hits the ground, it will bounce. Okay, but the fact that the cat has actually bounced up should not be interpreted that the cat has suddenly come back to life. It was dead when it went off, it was dead when it bounced. And so what you get is just a reflex action, and they use that term. Okay, so I'm just using that term here, saying that is a dead cat bounce off the support level in which you have a relief and probably some short covering and other things involved in it. But it's not like the rally is going to go up the collapsed bearish T or anything like that. That we have to wait. We have to wait and see. It is instructive to say that the high level that you're at you broke this solid green line, is producing a very small rally, and you are overbought. And if you look at the advanced decline line, you have the conservative AVD peak as the high. That was being the late April time period. You've gone down, you retested a couple of lows, you came up. If we don't follow through next week, all you're doing is going sideways in the advanced decline line. That's all I think what it is. You're just in the process of turn down in the economic indicator is probably going to have an adverse effect on trading on Monday. And so we'll see how it goes, but it doesn't look to me like it's planning to do anything. A second consideration that you have here is it's not enclosed here, but the arms ratio of 13, and it's gone off in the earlier history. And I got an interesting summary of Richard Arms's look at the high arms ratio at 13. And you go back to 1940, and he says that's a sign for a recovery. Okay, I happen not to believe that. Okay, and I believe that's another case of the wrong way Corrigan, because what's happening now is that you are going into the Dorsey forecast, which is basically that you're gonna have a top in here, and you're gonna turn down, and what's gonna happen is the arms ratio, because you're in this deflationary argument, is gonna go much higher than the 13. So the 13 would be on the arms ratio would be a sign of a turn if that's all it was, but we haven't finished it yet. And so the history is going to be that you will get higher and higher numbers, and these high numbers come from the fact that in the whole history here, we've created all these derivatives, which are options, futures, and so forth, in the amount of some over $500 trillion. And there's going to be a lurch in that, and you're going to get numbers that come into the arms ratio calculation, which is basically the ratio of the up and down volume. And you're going to get volume selling that's so large that the arms ratio can go up to, from the peak in 13 can go up to 26, could even go to 100 before you finish this major decline down. And so 13, there's no sense in making a big deal about 13 as high, because there's something else coming, which is in the nature of a crash. If that's true, the best evidence we have is that I don't think, that, I don't know, the standard forecast you'd make is that you can go up to the, I mentioned this last Wednesday, is to go up to the black line and then turn down. Because if you look at what happened when you first came off the top and you made that mystery decline down to the, almost to the support level where they didn't know why the market was down 1,000 points, and then it turned out they couldn't figure out whether it was actually down 1,000 points. You ran into resistance coming up to the black mid-channel line. You went down again here. The normal forecast it just happens. You're going to go back to the black mid-channel line, which is 1124. You see that's 1124 versus the close was 1091. So that what they're saying there is you go up 9 and 24 is 33 points. So you can have a 33-point rally to get back up to the black. And that's what you would say is the normal case. However, I don't think you're going to do it, because I think that the other influences, and this is just a judgment call, are going to cause you to run into resistance at the 1090 level, or a little bit higher than that, which is the previous high. And that's what I comment on Wednesday. You'd be lucky if you get above the earlier bounce up that failed, and probably would have a very difficult shot at the black mid-channel line. So we'll see how that goes. But no matter how you put it up here, if it's a collapsing T or the Dorsey thing is right, you're just going to drop through and you're going to unload dropping through the support line. And then that support line breaking through would lead you to the flood that you would expect in a collapsing bearish T. Or you could take the Dorsey forecast and you can take that down to a new wave down, and then you're going to try and recover into the right end of the collapse bearish T. And that is the normal T that I drew in the advanced decline chart. Okay, doesn't look like it's a good picture, but I mean it's not a great picture from a standpoint of somebody that's trying to preserve their capital or become a rational investor. But it's just part and parcel of the wacko stuff you're going to run into. Every once in a while, the stuff comes up with interesting conclusions which are independent to anything else we've discussed. And I think that if it proves to be a dead cat bounce, which we will know by the time we go on to Wednesday, when I'm doing my update on Wednesday, you should have a good idea of whether there is in fact a strong move, or it's just what we'd call a dead cat bounce. And then from then on, it probably doesn't make any difference anyway, as long as you don't see something exploding to the upside, which I think, you know, the only way you could do that is that the Federal Reserve has made some great pronouncement that is completely unexpected. Incidentally, that is possible, because they may have seen the economic the ECRI numbers and concluded that they're in trouble, and they've made some, they're going to make some tremendously significant policy judgment to try and block the effect of it. However, most of them are talking about raising interest rates. And my opinion is that the first time they raise interest rates, they're going to can the whole thing over, because he says you can't be in an economic contraction and try to raise interest rates to stop inflation. They tried that in the 30s. You know, that was the downfall in the 30s. So, you know, there's a lot of things that could go on. But I just say that the forecast that your oscillator has reached the overbought level and is going to start to go toppy now just means that the dead cat bounce is just going to top out at the, a little over the 1090 level in the S&P 500, not go up to the black line. And we'll see how that turns out when we get back into Wednesday. Now, I did have a comment from Miller, and Miller said they like the fact that I'm looking at all this stuff on Wednesday, and there is, but other people would like to have the data for this chart. I would just point out that you can get that from the oscillator is a derivation of the Macmillan oscillator, and you can get that date from another link, or I have instructions for how to calculate this yourself. But I really think that the things that are going on here are so momentous that you really don't want to know what happened to knowing what happened every 2 or 3 days is just fine. And it's bigger issues, and you have to look at the bigger issues, because there's all kinds of things are converging, which are potentially both dangerous and very important to understand as far as management of your money is concerned. That's it for this week. We'll be back next Sunday. Thank you for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed the program. Bye-bye.